Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm here with Clay Couturio, the conductor of the Monroe Symphony, and Bob Chambliss here as well. And gang, it's time for another symphony concert. You guys have a big one coming up this weekend.
That's right. It's this Saturday at Neville High School Auditorium, and we're going to feature the music from the films of Alfred Hitchcock and Steven Spielberg.
Now, let me think about that. I'm thinking Spielberg. All right, let's see. E.T.
Yes.
And that's Spielberg?
That is.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that was George Lucas. That was Star Wars.
Yeah.
That wasn't one, was it?
Close Encounters.
Oh, Close Encounters. That's a good one.
Yes. The Indiana Jones movies.
Okay.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I played that one.
And a little more recently, Lincoln, the movie Lincoln. It's definitely Spielberg. And, of course, one of the movies that made him real famous was Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the cellos and the bass guys dig that one. That's probably a fun one for them
That's
to play.
Right. That's right.
This is going on at Neville High School, so music from movies.
Yes. That was Spielberg, and, of course, we have Hitchcock, too. And what's interesting is both of these directors had good relationships with particular composers. Spielberg, of course, worked with John Williams in all those movies we had mentioned. John Williams writes the music for. And for Hitchcock, it was Bernard Herrmann. He was a famous composer in the film composer of the 40s, 50s, and into the 60s. And so you'll hear music from Hitchcock's movies, Rear Window. You might remember Jimmy Stewart, Grace Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Vertigo.
Yep.
Psycho, of course. We have to play that.
Do we get that?
You get a little bit
of that part, too. Okay.
So you be prepared. And North by Northwest, which has one of the great overtures in all of cinematic history.
So what, as the conductor of the symphony, you're ultimately, I guess, the guy that gets to sit down and decide, or is he the guy who gets to sit down, or is a committee decide? How do you figure out what music you're going to play at one of these?
Well, I do have a big decision, of course, in all of this. But, yeah, we do sit down with a committee and think about what's best for the orchestra to grow, what helps them, makes them a better orchestra, but also what does the community want to hear? What do we think works for the area? You have to know your audience.
Yes, you do. And, Bob, you guys had a big audience just coming off the Pops concert the other night. We were sitting here talking about that when you had Caesar here singing. That was a great event. You do how many of these a year?
Well, we typically do five concerts a year, and then we have a sixth concert that we do specifically for the children of our area called Sound Safari. And so in totality, we'll do about six events every year. And this is the fourth concert of the season. So very excited. I've been looking forward to this. I'm a big music score fan. Mm-hmm. I'll go buy the music from a movie, just listen to it. So I think that it really connects. And, you know, music is really the glue that pulls a movie together.
Yeah, I would agree. It's really, if you think of all the acting from the actors, the music is part of that role, a part of that character, as much as the person playing the role. It's its own actor, really.
You know, I have a degree in film, and they used to make us sit there and watch silent films. And you'd watch the cinematography and go, oh, wow, that was beautiful what the guy did. But quite frankly, it was all boring. Because there was no music.
Mm-hmm.
The music is a lot of what makes a film.
It creates a lot of the emotion. It helps the actor, who also creates emotion. But all that's happening in the film, you could listen, like Bob just said, to the soundtrack itself and realize what's happening in the film the mm-hmm. whole time.
That's definitely true. And I noticed that we would watch, you know, a silent film, and then we'd watch the same film that, you know, some guy went and put a soundtrack on 30 years later, and there really is a big difference. Talk to me about the musicians, Bob, with the Monroe Symphony. A lot of folks here locally that grew up in our area, ties to the local universities. That's got to be good for you as a group.
Well, it is. We have such a great talent base here in Monroe, and there's so many talented people that you know, give her their time. You know, it's not just showing up and doing the music. There's a lot of, you know, preparation that's involved, and they're very committed to it. We work with ULM and all the local artists to make sure that when we plan these events that we can get as much local participation as possible. And so we're just really excited. I think the community should be proud of who we have here in Monroe, West Monroe.
And it takes a lot to put these concerts together. You see the musicians on the stage, but there's Bob and the staff and the entire board behind the scenes work together to make sure the musicians can get on the stage and perform. So yeah. We're very thankful for them, too.
They don't been around you guys, and they don't have to worry about a lot of things. They just have to show up and know their part and be ready to come and work and play.
That's right.
And you guys in the back are taking care of all the other stuff. So
yeah, we're the machinery behind the musicians.
So let's talk about this. A lot of times you bring in a guest artist to come play music. This time you're bringing in a guest narrator. Who's that going to be?
Yes.
Well, that's John Dennison, who most of this community will remember was an anchor at one of our local TV stations. And John would be, he's such a nice guy and great to work with. And he'll be the consummate narrator for Saturday night's event.
I don't think you could find a better narrator. That's a good guy to have. So this is all coming up at Neville High School. Clay, when you come to be with this group of musicians, that's got to be a neat experience just to be able to get up there and you're kind of like the engine of the whole thing, driving the whole performance.
I wish everyone could experience, because I love to sit in the audience and listen from that perspective, but to be on the stage and have the vibrations go through as the orchestra's performing, that's an experience in itself. And that's one great thing about being a musician, is experiencing that, and on top of playing your own instrument and being part of a group.
Bob Chambliss, Maestro Clay Couturio with us from the Monroe Symphony. Again, this concert is when?
It is Saturday night, this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Neville High School Auditorium.
And music from Hitchcock and Spielberg.
That's right. And on top of all that, with John and the orchestra playing, there'll be footage that you'll see as well, montage with the music playing.
To find out more about the Monroe Symphony, you can visit their website at mymso.org, and you can visit my website this morning, kedm.org.